From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. China said Friday it was forced to take necessary counterattacks and responded in kind to the United States after Washington placed tariffs on 800 Chinese import products valued at $34 billion. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, China said it applied the retaliatory tariffs on products that include agriculture, vehicle, and aquatic products.
Mark Hamrick at Bankrate.com says the negative impact of the president's trade disputes has been slight so far, but damage is already being done to the U.S. economy. Most importantly, a decline in business confidence.
The certainty that business leaders can have trying to anticipate the environment over the next 6 to 12 months.
Hamrick says while President Trump sees it as part of a broader strategy, forcing trade partners to the bargaining table, many observers are hoping he's surprised everyone.
In the sense of broader, more positive trading agreements around the world, but so far that has yet to happen.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Authorities in Thailand say there is a limited amount of time to get 12 boys and their soccer coach out of a flooded cave complex. Heavy rains are forecast in the area for the next few days, which could make a rescue difficult, if not impossible. American diver Bruce Conniff said on the Today Show that teaching the boys to dive and swim out of the cave is an option, but other avenues are being explored.
There are other options that we're looking at, trying to maybe bring them out from the top through some cracks, or maybe having to drill down in the top of the chamber to take them out that way.
Conniff appeared on the NBC Today Show on Friday. The major operation around the Tom Lung Nang cave complex suffered its first death Friday when a former Navy SEAL passed out underwater and could not be revived. This is VOA News. EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini met with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif ahead of talks on Iran's nuclear deal on Friday. Diplomats from Iran and five world powers are meeting in Vienna to discuss how to preserve the nuclear deal with Tehran following the withdrawal of the United States. Mogherini outlined some of the objectives the five world powers have set for Iran in order to help it stay in the landmark agreement.
The bringing together of private and public sector experts, including through the promotion of business councils, the practical support for trade with and investment in Iran, the protection of companies from the extraterritorial effects of U.S. sanctions.
The 2015 deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, is meant to prevent Tehran from developing nuclear weapons. President Donald Trump reneged on the deal in May, negotiated by his predecessor, saying it wasn't strong enough and did not cover enough issues of concern to the U.S. and its allies. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is defending federal immigration authorities charged with detaining and deporting migrants entering the country illegally. In a speech at the headquarters of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, Pence lashed out at leading Democratic politicians who have called for abolishing ICE.
The American people have a right to their opinions. But these spurious attacks on ICE by our political leaders must stop.
Pence made his comments as the agency and the Trump administration are scrutinized for separating migrant children from their parents as they cross the U.S.-Mexico border. That policy has led to nationwide protests. The death toll from the sinking of a tourist boat off Thailand's Phuket Island rose to at least 33 Friday. The head of the Phuket Provincial Disaster Prevention and Mitigation Office said the search for the missing had been suspended until Saturday morning. The boat was carrying 105 people, including 93 tourists, 11 crew, and a tour guide when it capsized in rough seas late Thursday. At least 12 people have been hospitalized. A second boat capsized off Phuket early Thursday. Officials said all 42 people on board were rescued. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in North Korea for more talks about ending Pyongyang's nuclear weapons program. Pompeo hopes to press North Korea to work toward a timetable to end its nuclear program and lay out details of how verification of that can be carried out. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.